Radio Pulpit, 657 AM.
Definitely not new to radio. He was the national presenter for 4 programs years ago. Glad to have him back. Absolutely. Dr. Bill Price is a master executive global leadership and strategy coach. He's also qualified in neuroscience, that is brain biology, and a member of the Institute of Coaching for the McPhee Association of the Harvard Medical University. He is a professional international speakers coach. Let's not forget a husband to the beautiful Estelle. A father to 2 adult children and a grandfather to 4 amazing alive grandchildren. He loves reading, hiking in mountains, laughter, walking in nature, good movies, socializing, and as a futuristic, scanning the horizon for new trends unfolding as we live in the now of today. Let us welcome Dr. Bill Price.
I feel welcome. Thank you for that beautiful introduction. And Rafiel, we thank you very much that you are at my side in this amazing journey, which we entitled Adventures in Companionship. So we're busy with the series, and this is, we had the introduction, and this is series number 1 in the series, where we're talking about the reality of values as a foundational process to any interpersonal relationship that we might have. There's no way that we go into a relationship with someone else where we don't experience that other person's set of values. The question immediately is posed, so what on earth are my values? In the world in which we live in, it seems as if people are not living their highest values. And because they're not living based on their highest values, their life becomes this tedious, mediocre, average life where it's like tomorrow is very much like today, and yesterday is very much like today and tomorrow. A tedious life is a life of what someone wrote. I think it was Henry Thoreau, the philosopher, wrote, and he said, when you live a mediocre life, you live a life of quiet desperation. And I wonder, as you just hear those words right now, and you take a moment and take a deep breath in and breathe out, if you had to check your life, are you... If there was a line in front of you, a horizontal line on the left, it says mediocre average. And in the middle, it says, yeah, I'm sort of coming alive. And then on the right-hand side is, I'm totally and fully alive and fully free and fully me. I'm not held back by inhibitions. I'm living a connected life with love, with God, with creation, with friends and people. And I'm on my way. So where would you plot yourself on that line? Just take a moment and kind of put a little X there. So because we bring that into our relationship.
Yeah.
We bring where we are right now into our relationship all the time. And sometimes that even becomes the pair of sunglasses that we put on our eyes. And it becomes a filter through which we look at others, we look at our life, we look at other people, and we go into a mode of, what can I call it? I think it's almost like comparison. But then some people call it judgment. And the moment I begin to judge, I begin to compare. And comparison is a very, very sad place to be, because the only result that I get out of comparison is what's different. So when I compare you to me, or I compare myself to the next door neighbor, or I compare myself to people on the television or radio stars or film presenters or movie shows, or all I find is difference. And comparing needs to be confined to, how am I comparing myself versus my potential self, the one that I can be. And when I compare there, I don't find guilt. I don't find blame. I just find a gap or a place to shift. So in understanding a little bit about where I am on this timeline, I bring that into every single relationship. But then there's the foundation of my values. So what is a value? A value is something that has been developed in my life since childbirth. Things that are important to me. So if you could imagine that there is a room on the inside of your mind, in your brain, and this room has been built with bricks, but they are not cemented together. There are little gaps in between each brick. So there's like a half a brick gap in between every single brick. So it's aerated. And in this room is air flows through it, and air flows into it, and air flows from it. And every decision that you and I will ever make is made inside this room. What are the important things for you that you will put in this room to say, I'm going to judge or I'm going to filter every decision that I make based on my values? So a value is something that's important to me. So if I had to share my values with you on our journey. So first of all, my first value is I believe I'm valuable. I believe that I am valuable and important. I believe that I'm worthy. I believe that I am created in the image of the Creator. And therefore, I am worthy. I don't have worthiness, but I am worthy, and I am value, and I am valuable. And I am who I am because of the smile of the Creator on me. So I've been created with uniqueness, and that's important to me. I believe what is important to me is me. And I also believe that I need to love myself. As the as Jesus or Yeshua in the Jewish translation says that I'm to love God with all my heart and all my strength and all my soul and all power and my neighbor as myself. But when you read the Hebrew translation, it reads, out of the love of yourself, loving God, you can love others. So there's this definite ability and capacity that says I must love myself. So I am valuable, therefore I am valuable to myself, and I'm valuable to the world, and therefore I value my body. So a second value is I value longevity. I value the physical part of my life, and therefore I choose what I'm going to pump into my body and what I'm going to not pump into my body.
Yeah.
I choose what I'm going to do with my body. I'm going to give it enough sleep. I'm going to give it enough water. I'm going to look after it with exercise. And even although I'm over 60, I exercise every single morning of the week at my home, and I don't need a gym to discipline me to do that. So the debate is over. So a value in you is a place and a space in your being where the debate is over and done with. So you're no longer in debate whether something is important or not. It's settled. It's established. The other thing that's important to me is interpersonal relationships. And in that, if I click on that, the toolbox opens and says other people. And of course, yeah. Estelle comes up in the toolbox. My children come into the toolbox. My grandchildren come into the toolbox. My children come into the toolbox. And then I've got best friends, very good friends. And in this year, I've decided that I'm going to pay attention to bringing 12 of them closer to me. And with great intention, I'm going to build and develop 12 amazing friends. They've got to be better than me. They've got to be richer than me. They've got to be more mature than me. They've got to be doing things that I'm not doing, because they need to add value to my life and they need to challenge me. So interpersonal relationships are important to me. Then unapologetically money is important to me. And a lot of people say, you know, money isn't important to me. And then I immediately challenged them and said, well, if money isn't important to you, then please give me your banking details and all your codes, and I will withdraw at random money from your banking account. And immediately they're going, no. I'm going, I thought money isn't important to you. So yeah. Why are you protecting it? So that proves to me that money is a value.
Absolutely.
If you protect it, then it's valuable. And so a value, then people potential is another value that's in my room. I live to empower people. And I believe that this series is going to empower people. So I wake up in the morning living and endeavoring to live through my highest values. Another value is spirituality. I don't call it Christianity, and I also don't call it a religion. I call it spirituality, and it's my definition, and it's my definition of how my brain understands it when I say spirituality. It's not like other people who've given the word spirituality a linguistic definition of not being Christian.
Yeah.
Because spirituality, very clearly in my context, is that I bring the whole capacity of the Creator into it. And what Yeshua, Jesus, said in John 17, that this is eternal life. And he gives the definition of eternal life. So it's not Paul speaking or John or Matthew or anybody else. And it's Christ himself who says this is eternal life, John 17. That they, which is us, may know you. And he uses the same word know as the word in Genesis where Adam and Eve knew one another. So it's an intimate relationship. That they may know you, he's talking to God, as I know you and are at one with you. So my spirituality begins and ends in a unity with my Creator, in a knowing journey with my Creator, and a being at one with my Creator. So there's my definition of spirituality. I don't believe that it's in a building, and I don't believe that it's in liturgy of singing a few songs and clapping hands, and that has its part. But my eternal life is very, very clearly and powerfully sealed in a one-on-one union and a one-on-one relationship with God my Father. And it's been introduced by Christ, who is the door. So my focus point and focal point is God the Father, and Jesus is my reference point. And of course, I live in the aliveness of that relationship. So my values, I also value educating and empowering people. I value people potential. I value money and finances, and I use money and finances to be a way of blessing and to be a way of empowering. So I don't wait for people to give to me. I use the money that I create to be able to go into the community. Estelle and I have the privilege now for a few years to feed 164 children every single day of the week with a few of our friends. So in our relationship of our journey on that road that goes onto the horizon, we have picked up a group of friends, and we are part of a network that feed 164 children every single day. And if they don't get that meal, then it's like they will not eat in their home for the next 5 days. So we declared that that's what we want to do, and we decided we're not going to wait for organizations or the government or anybody else to come up with a scheme. We are going to ask this question: where is a need, and how can I meet that need? It's part of our values. It's part of our community. So community is also part of my value. So I'm wondering, as you're listening, go into that room where air is moving in and out, and make a few discoveries. Ask yourself this question: what am I living for? What are the four or five things that are so important to me that if they had to be removed out of my life, I would feel a lack of energy, I'd feel a lack of purpose. I'd feel a lack of connection. And that's when I lose a value. So these values, they stay with us for the rest of our lives, by the way, and they shift around, and some of them are important now and some are less important at different times and stages, but they never leave the room. So my values are very, very, very important in my life. And so I move into a relationship knowing that when I am meeting an acquaintance or a friend, that my values play a role. So I have met people along the road who are drug addicts, and we are very good friends. I've met people from other religions and who do not believe the way that I believe, and yet I can be good friends with them. So I do not allow a difference in values to allow me to go, no, I'm only going to choose people that have got the same values as I have. That, ladies and gentlemen, is a boring life. And you'll never grow. You'll never mature if you don't have people in your life of different values and different mindsets and different understanding, different worldviews. You don't have to agree with everybody. You don't have to align with everybody. And I have people from all walks of life that some people, especially church people, will lift their nose up and go, oh my goodness, you shouldn't even be associated with that, because they've got two scriptures that can clearly define that person is an abomination. And I'm going, actually, I don't care. I really don't care. I don't care what the scripture says about them. I care about my responsibility because they've crossed my pathway. And I'm going to give an account to my Creator one day, yeah, of people that I have got, that have come into my journey, that have walking on my road, maybe parallel, maybe alongside, maybe behind, maybe in front. But I'm going to give an account of how I have related to them and how I have impacted them as salt and light in this world. So our values are important, and I want to encourage you, go onto the internet, search the question, how do I discover my values? There's some wonderful TED Talks available where people share how you make that discovery, and I encourage each and every one of you to turn this talk and presentation into a personal journey. I invite you now in this session to discover what are your values. Journal them. Put them down in your diary, put them on every single to-do list, and ask yourself this question: am I living alive, a life that is fully alive, fully free, and fully connected to my living values? And when my values are lived out, then I don't have to make hassles about choices. I don't have to be concerned about the choices that I'm going to make, because when I'm centered in my values, I'm centered in my being. I wish you well on your journey to become your own great companion.
That was Dr. Bill Price on the Adventures in Companionship. Remember, today we're dealing with values, and do not forget to check out how to discover your values. Very, very important thing. You cannot start any relationship. You cannot even start a personal growth relationship without understanding your values. We'll be with you next time. For those who have any questions, please send an email to inspired, ED, it ends with ED, at drbellprize.com. Do not forget that any questions that you have, any feedback you want to give regarding the sessions, you can just email him there.
It's good for you as our listener to know about Radio Pulpit's activities. Or do you need advice in an area of your life? Then why don't you log on to www.radiopulpit.co.za. Here you can talk to us, listen to us via live audio streaming, and there is also other reading material for the soul. What are you waiting for? Visit the Radio Pulpit website right now. www.radiopulpit.co.za. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
Did you know you can order your favorite Radio Pulpit programs on CD so that you can listen to them whenever you like? Contact our friendly client services department now to place your order. You will find them on 012-334-1200, 657 AM, your daily companion.
You and 657 AM and life, a winning team on the road to eternity.